So Byron Cage is in the studio with me. What is going on,
Randy,
my brother?
Another. Somebody said, I said like no other, like 270,000 times.
Yeah, you pretty much. I lost count after
I'm trying to drive the point home.
And you did. And what I love about it is when you say, I'm ready for a praise break.
Right. And I meant that thing. You start talking about all that the Lord's done for you. And
come on.
You have to say he's like no other.
Yeah.
He is like no other.
Yes. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to see you. You did the Triumph Tour.
I did on yesterday and Saturday. I tell you, up on that interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
But the Lord is good. We had a fantastic time. Of course, Pastor Kenlock and Minister Tedford, man, he's doing wonderful things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my pastor, so I can talk about him with great pride.
Yes,
I really do. I am really excited. You have new music, but I just got to catch up with you.
Yes.
Because you left Atlanta, you went to Maryland. Mm-hmm. You still in Maryland?
Yes, I'm still in Maryland. I retired from being a minister of music after 30 years.
Right.
So I retired from that portion of it, but I'm still doing music and ministry and traveling and all that kind of good stuff.
Right. And I said, what?
Yeah, it was a big celebration. All my friends came and sang and paid tribute and all that kind of good stuff. And it was a great concert. And then when January came in, I just get to play golf more now.
Oh, wow, you play golf.
I'm not saying I'm any good. But, but I look good in my polo shirt, in my golf shirt. And I get to work out 5 days a week, so it's a lot of fun.
You're enjoying it?
I really am. Sometimes it gets boring. I may have to think about, I don't have to put in office hours anymore and put together programs and stuff like that. But it gave me an opportunity to do some other things that I really wanted to do. Like my first book is out. It came out last month.
Oh, my goodness.
Called I Do, which it talks about the marriage, the relationship between the pastor and the minister of music, especially if it's estranged and you have a lot of friction and things happening there in the church during the services where pastors feel ministers of music are rebellious and ministers of music feel like pastors are jealous of the music because the response is better.
Oh, wow.
When I say I deal with all kind of things like that, and I tell my story of the 30 years of doing this, whether it was for Bishop Long or Pastor Brownings in Fort Washington or Pastor Kearney in Atlanta, the churches that I served, I give the stories that happened, what I learned, and how to build from there to make sure we can have a harmonious relationship.
That's so important for ministers of music. I mean, because
really
if you think about it, they are the driving force to get the congregation ready for worship and ready to receive the word.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's dissension.
And there is all over. And I talk about that in the book. And I give stories about where a lot of times the clashes happen because there was not clear articulation from the leadership.
Right.
Because if pastors can tell me what they want, I'm not a mind reader.
Right.
If you say, I want a sanctified song and I give you one, and then that's not the one you wanted. Well, you said you wanted this, but you didn't articulate everything. So I have all the information to know what it is that you want.
That's
what the book is about. It's funny stories. Some of the stories are hilarious, but it's all true.
I'm going to have to get a hold of that.
I
have to get a hold of that because I understand.
Absolutely.
On a different level, but I get it. I get it totally.
Yeah.
So you have new music, but before we get to the new song, the name of your project, it just came out on Friday. What's the name of it?
Isolation. Isolation. It's a song that I wrote that the Lord gave me early in the morning, 3 a.m, because, you know, I think a lot of the saints now are coming out and talking about how they battle with depression, anxiety, and all that kind of stuff. That's what this song is about. It's about being alone, isolated, so that God can make you whole, restore you. And then there's nothing wrong with seeing professional people if you need to articulate problems that are you know, on you.
This weekend was the 17th annual NAMI Walk, and it is for a walk for destigmatizing mental illness and brain disease is just so prevalent in our communities and people we addressed people who say, well, you can pray that away, you're not, your faith is not strong enough, and I know for myself how hard it was to rebound after a fire that I had, and it was just, you know, through therapy that I was able to actually be on this mic and act like I like people.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, you know? And I asked God to give me a song because I was just so grieved in my spirit of watching people go through what they were going through, and they were so depressed. Mm-hmm. And then hearing a pastor, you know, committing suicide after preaching and ministering to people, I said, Lord, give me a song. And he gave me, and the first verse is, isolated by myself, trusting you, Lord, you're my help. You're ever present when I'm overwhelmed. Because of quiet times, you give me peace, and I've got joy because you lifted me. Then the last thing I say is, he's preparing me for what I need, and he's protecting me from what I can't see. Because
wow.
A lot of things, we think we need things.
Oh, yeah.
But when you
oh,
get
yeah.
by yourself, God is protecting you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ooh, that's some good yeah. stuff right there. I'm telling you. So you have another song on Isolation mm-hmm. that you're starting to promote now.
Yes, yes.
How... Oh, how good it is.
Oh, how good it is. What a fun song. I sang it at Triumph at every service yesterday.
Oh, man.
And every place I sing it, the people go crazy because it's just a good song, especially the part where it gets to, makes me want to sing, makes me want to shout, makes me want to holler
yes.
and just throw up my hands.
Yes.
So by the time we get to throw up my hands and the male chorus was singing with me, they were like, throw up my hands. I mean, we were having a great time.
Man,
great
I love
time.
Ms. Valor there.
Yeah, yeah. They are incredible. Good brothers.
Well, let's listen to it now on the Detroit Praise Network. With Byron Cage.
Yes, glad to be here.
Oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord.
Right now, I've been blessing God all day long.
Byron Cage.
Hey.
Do they still call you the Prince of Praise?
You know, I took that away a long time ago,
I
but I think it just kind of grabbed people so they still introduce me as that. So God bless them. I mean, I know they mean well. But did that make you want to holler and throw up your hands?
I love this song.
Oh,
I am so
I
ready
it.
To play this one
yes,
regularly.
Yes, I can't wait.
I think that, and we were talking off the air, that people who grasp songs that they can sing
mm-hmm.
because it gets into their spirit quickly.
Right, right.
And I think this is one of those songs.
Yeah, I pray so. You know, Detroit, of course, being from here, everybody has always been very receptive. And yeah. I want to sing this in Shane Park like we did when I sang Great and Mighty for the first time.
Yes.
And everybody was just like in straight worship.
When we did Praise in the Park.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And so I can't wait for this to resonate in the city as well.
Yeah,
and
good.
The whole project, you know, is available now.
Yeah.
Everybody can pick it up. It's 10
you
brand new songs.
You got it at Walmart too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what else is ahead for Byron Cage?
Well, between this and my book being out,
mm-hmm.
I'm also writing some reality show concepts for faith-based reality shows.
I like
and
it.
Things like that. So we're coming up with some great things now that I have the time to do it.
Yes.
And I'm just looking forward to continue to listen to this wonderful, these young people that are coming up
yes.
and develop some of this talent and hopefully get them out there.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good because it's so important. We were just talking about that
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to pour into some of these people who want to do this.
Right. Right.
And I don't doubt their sincerity, but
yeah.
sometimes you have to be honest and work them through some things.
You do. And then there also has to be an understanding because when I came out, people still bought CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way it is now, you know people can have 100 likes on Instagram and they think they're celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that there is a process that you have to go through beyond putting your music up on YouTube.
Right.
If you want to be an artist, there is a process and you have to learn the business in
right.
order to do it. Or you'll be very frustrated.
Oh,
you'll be very
and
frustrated.
Disappointed too.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely disappointed. So I'm really excited for you.
Thank
to
you.
To be able to have the time to do some of these things. This Grand Rapids Detroit
yes,
brother
yes.
who is just doing some great things. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Randy. The
it's
Lord has been good.
It's always good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, and it's good to be here. It's good to be here. So,
how do we find you on social media?
Oh, all my social media. Instagram, I'm Byron Cage. Facebook, I'm Byron Cage. Twitter, I'm Real Byron Cage. And Periscope, I'm Byron Cage.
All right. So he has all of them.
Yes.
And I see you all the time on
yes,
social
absolutely.
Media.
Yes, absolutely.
We were Facebook friends when we both were under 5,000 people. So.
Yep. And now we've arrived. We got our 5,000. We have to tell people now I've got too many fans. I can't, you know.
I'm so sorry. I have to wait till some people leave me.
Right, right. They made me start a fan page so I can start having more. So
I know. I did, too. The station made me do the same
thing. Absolutely.
I get it.
Yep.
It is Byron Cage. Thank you so much. You know I love you.
Randy, I love you infinity. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for supporting me all these years. It's hard to believe this is my 10th CD in
wow.
the industry. It's been 25 years next year that I entered the industry as a gospel
oh,
artist.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
And here we are.
Oh, here we are.
Almost 25 years later. God is good.
Jesus,
God is good.
We are the Detroit Praise Network. That is rich.